You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball.
Sim DeLeese hits it deep right field, way back there, Paula Calle! Off of the light pole in straightaway right field.
Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
After another super slugging effort from the Fresno Grizzlies on Wednesday night, Fresno has taken the first two games of the six-game series, the final regular season series here in Rancho Cucamonga, and they're back for Game 3 against the Quakes on this excellent evening at Lone Mart Field. Good evening to you from Rancho Cucamonga. I'm Tim Slack. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. Come on up to Chuck Chancey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chancey promises an unforgettable experience. Well, the formula has been fairly similar each of the last two nights as a back-and-forth game early turns into a lull in the middle innings, and then the Grizzlies have come up with a big home run to tie or take the lead, and then they've needed some insurance runs late to make sure that they hold on to the win. So a 7-5 win on Tuesday night, a 7-6 win last night, and they really were holding on as Rancho Cucamonga had the tying and winning runs on in the ninth inning with two outs against 19-year-old Wilmys Paulino, but he was able to lock down his first Grizzlies save, and Fresno has now won 6 of 8 against the Quakes this year. And that bodes well as the other two playoff teams, they have losing records against, but have played much better against San Jose in the second half. And they'll have to hope that either they don't see Inland Empire or they play better against them. And that is getting way too far ahead of ourselves as we look forward to tonight. The Grizzlies will get the final regular season start from the right-hander Jackson Cox, and he has been a joy to watch this year. He had a rough April. Cox, on that innings limit to start where he was just going 2 and 3 innings, and in one of those starts, he only went one inning. And then as it got into June, he got up to 4 innings. In July, it has been 5, and he's kind of pushing it coming off of a career high, 5 2/3 last week at Inland Empire. He didn't get the decision, but the Grizzlies got the win, and that has been a trend as Fresno has won each of his last 4 starts, and of his last 4 decisions, he has picked up his first three professional wins. On the other side, the Grizzlies are going to face the right-hander Brady Smith, a 20-year-old who will make his 4th start for the Quakes. He joined the team from the Arizona Complex League Dodgers out in Arizona. He only walked 1 batter, but struck out 5 with 3 hitless innings, but the Quakes in a little bit similar position to the way the Grizzlies were in April, because some of these excellent starters like Jacob Wright last night, they are on innings limits, and so they're not going to go too deep into the game no matter how many guys they strike out. But Grizzlies were able to battle back late, and they got the win last night. And part of the interesting thing at this point in the year, especially with the new guys that we have, is how do you keep the guys who have been going for 120-plus games going strong and engaged, and how do you work the new guys into the fold? Coming up, we're going to talk to the Rockies technology assistant, Shash Chitness, on the Grizzlies coaching staff, learn a little bit more about what Fresno has done this year to work these guys into the fold and how much data plays a role into that. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. Game 3 of the 6-game series in Rancho Cucamonga is coming up shortly. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. all-wheel drive built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Welcome back to the Turchinsky Gold pregame show. It is game three of a six-game series in Rancho Cucamonga as the Grizzlies are at Lone Mart Field to take on the Quakes. And the Grizzlies in their final regular season series, getting ready for the postseason. And one of the guys behind the scenes who has really helped the Grizzlies pitching staff all year and also worked with the hitters is the Rockies technology assistant, Shash Chitness. And Shash, at this point in the year, you have a whole bunch of data elements that you are relaying to the guys and helping them kind of figure out where they're at. But first of all, explain kind of your role, especially right now, in terms of how you communicate some of that information to the guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Tim. One of the big things right now is mostly on the pitching side in terms of technology. You know, these guys are logging lots of innings, and we're trying to see what were they doing when they were at their best. And maybe at this part of the year, you know, is their release height down? Or are they dropping their arm down because they're tired? And communicating those data points with our pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan, to make sure the guys are staying consistent in their mechanics, you know, over the course of this whole season.
Well, I feel like that's an easy thing to kind of identify, understanding the data points the way you do. But how hard is it communicating when sometimes guy might just be like, man, I'm tired or I'm hurt or whatever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to meet a guy where he's at. You know, if they're tired, they're tired, and we're going to figure out how we can get the most out of them when they're tired and make sure, hey, we have backup options if, you know, a guy's not be able to do it. So communicating that with the coaching staff and just accepting, you know, these aren't human bodies and they do get tired. And, you know, it's very hard for someone to stay and perform at their best for 132 plus the playoffs. So, yeah, that's the way I think we go about it.
I was going to say, I'm a different person since April, and I know they are too, just like you are. Talk about the hitting side a little bit and the grind of the everyday at-bats. I know a part of the way that you help prepare them is by putting together the opposing pitcher for the night or what the bullpen looks like. What sort of information is helping these guys now? Because one of the things I've pointed out a couple of times is I feel like this team, especially the second and third time through the lineup, seems like they start to figure it out and really start to pick up guys or the second or third outing that they see a guy. What do you notice in that, and how do these guys kind of absorb that information?
Yeah, I think at this point in the year, guys have kind of come into their own and they start showing their patterns. They've kind of formed their identities, especially as pitchers. So for the hitting side, it's basically looking at, hey, what are his off-speed heavy counts? You know, what's a count maybe I could take in because they're off-speed heavier? Just identifying pitcher tendencies like that. Second, third time through, a lot of times it's, you know, first time through, they'll get the information. Second, third time through, it's how do they use that information against me, right? So kind of merging the two. But I think as a guy goes on, faces a pitcher more and more times, it's almost to take away a little bit from the analytics and just use the recency. But I think at this point in the year, you start seeing, you know what you're going to get from a guy. You know, it's very rare that a guy's going to come out bringing a new pitch. So I'd say that's how it kind of changes towards the end of the season in terms of the analytics with hitting.
Well, one more wrinkle to that is there's a lot of new guys, whether they're coming up from the Arizona Complex League or guys who come through Arizona via the draft. Now that you're getting to know some guys, and we have a handful of bats, I mean, to say the least, right? Four guys from the 2025 draft class and signings that are brand new. How do you get them up to speed when you're in the middle of a playoff push?
Yeah, I think the big thing is asking questions, seeing where they're at, seeing what information they want first, and then showing them, hey, this is our Rockies way of player development. This is what we provide, and kind of meeting them again, meeting them with where they're at, and not trying to confuse them with all these numbers and everything, but just kind of helping them slowly assimilate. So a lot of times with a lot of these guys, it's very basic information, just showing them our processes on how we do things, and if they're ready to build off that, then we'll do that.
We got, what, three more games after tonight, so four. But how – is there a story, is there a player that you feel like has been a champion of a success story for this group this year? And I'm going to take away Tyler Hampu because we've talked about him on In the Den.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many guys. I think the one guy that I've been really proud to just see how he's helped us over the course of this whole year is Kevin Fitzer. You know, seeing where he was at the start of the year and where he is now, where we get to be in the playoffs because of that guy. You know, consistently, no matter how hard it got, he just kept being consistent in his work and is showing right now. And I'd say that's the one guy that I'm very proud of to say I got to be on the same team with him.
Absolutely. I think it's pretty cool. You think about the core of this team that is the same as opening day, but the guys who maybe were in opening day spots in April now paying off in whatever role they've been in. And I know that there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes to help them prepare. You guys have done a great job. Shash, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, Tim.
That's Shash Chitness, the Rockies technology assistant. A whole lot of numbers going into the lineup tonight, so stick around because you'll get Cesar Galvez lineup, and then we'll get first pitch from Lone Mart Field. It's game three of this six-game series on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Fresno, get ready. Taco Truck Throwdown is back at Chuck Chansey Park, Saturday, November 8th. Come hungry and enjoy tacos from over two dozen of the Valley's best taco trucks, plus the return of the Micheladas and Salsa Throwdowns. Stick around for an incredible night of music featuring hip-hop legend E-40, R&B icons The SOS Band, platinum-selling artist Baby Bash, and freestyle favorite Connie. Tickets and VIP packages are available now at TacoTruckThrowdown.com or at the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball.
Fitzer drags it deep left field. Long run for Alvarez. He won't get there. And Fitzer has sent Fresno to the postseason with another walk-off.
It happens here.
Back at Lone Mart Field, just about set for baseball, game three of this six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. The Grizzlies lineup laid out by manager Cesar Galvez, who is guaranteed an above 500 season in his first year as the skipper. They're 67-61. And the best record in the second half in the entire California League at 38-24. Sole possession of first place in the North Division. Roldy Brito, the center fielder, leads off. Ethan Holliday will get his first DH night, and he bats second. Robert Collaz in right field hits third. Tanner Thatch, the first baseman, a couple of RBI last night. He'll hit cleanup. Wilder DeLeese, the shortstop, will bat fifth. Kelvin Hidalgo, the third baseman, hits sixth. Randy Hernandez at second base bats seventh. Alan Espinal, the catcher, hits eighth. And Jacob Humphrey in left field bats ninth. Jackson Cox on the hill for Fresno. Rancho Cucamonga is 69-59. They're just 28-34 in the second half. They'll have Landon Vitterick, the DH, leading off. Emil Morales, the shortstop, bats second. Victor Rodriguez will catch and hit third. Then it's Jose Meza in right field. He'll bat cleanup. Nico Perez at second base, bats fifth. Myro Martinus is the center fielder, hitting sixth. Jose Hernandez will play left field and bat seventh. Oswaldo Osorio, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Jackson Nicholas will be the first baseman, batting ninth. Starting pitcher is Brady Smith, 20-year-old right-hander. Smith is making what it would be his fourth start. No record with a 1.13 ERA. He's given up one earned run in eight innings, but that tells you he's not gone more than three innings in any of his starts. As the right-hander, a third-round pick 2 years ago, did not play last year out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Roldy Brito digs in as those are your starting lineups, and that's the Chukchansey Gold pregame show. As Brito hitting 364, stands in at 631, and the first pitch is outside as we are underway on a beautiful night in Rancho Cucamonga. Clear blue skies, mountains in the background. 1-0 pitch to Brito, and he slaps a high fly ball out into left center field. This is a long run for Martinez, who will track it down in front of the warning track in left center for out number one. The rest of the Quakes defense will have Hernandez in left. Martinez made the play in center, Meza in right. Osorio will get the start at third tonight. Morales at short, Perez at second, Nicholas at first, and Victor Rodriguez behind the plate. One out, nobody on for Ethan Holliday. Left-hand hitting DH tonight, batting 217 in what is now 15 games, this being his 16th. He takes away fastball 97 from Smith. One ball, no strikes. Smith winds and deals, and Holliday swings and misses at 96, down just above his knees. Down in the count, or now even in the count, 1-1. Smith winds and deals, a 1-1 pitch fanned at 97 up and away. Now down 1-2. One away, nobody on for Ethan Holliday. First time seeing him DH in the Grizzlies' order. 1-2 pitch, that's a fastball off the plate at 98. Hard-throwing right-hander in Smith. And a young arm in the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. His 2-2 pitch. Holliday swinging a miss. 96 running away for strike three. And there's two outs to start the ball game for Brady Smith. The strikeout stuff is real, and he gets that ball to run and run away from a left-handed hitter. So there's two outs and nobody on base. As here is Robert Calaz, powerful right-handed hitter for the Grizzlies. He takes a fastball that runs in, and that's where Smith is putting everything, into righties, away to lefties. One ball, no strikes. Calaz hitting 255 entering the night. Had a big hit on Tuesday, and he takes a fastball down low. Two balls, no strikes. Reed Hoover behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. Nathaniel Rodriguez on the bases. 2-0 pitch to Calaz. He takes down and in. 3-0. The Quakes catchers, both Diaz and Rodriguez, basically frame everything. They present everything as strikes. 3-0 from Smith, and that is not close. Down and away, ball four. But I think sometimes umpires can get annoyed with that, and Reed Hoover seemed not thrilled that most of those four pitches were not particularly close from Smith. I mean, they were in the general vicinity of the plate, but not close enough to get the call. And Rodriguez holding them all there like they were right down the middle. So two outs and a runner on as Tanner Thatch will dig in. 11 RBI in 15 game. As Rodriguez, the catcher, calls timeout as Thatch was digging in. Tanner hitting 224. Eighth round pick out of UNC Wilmington. Seahawks career home run leader. He takes a fastball away. Ball one, and I chuckle because that's the exact situation I'm explaining. That ball was, especially according to TrackMan, in the middle of the right-hand batter's box, and Rodriguez holding it there like it's a strike. 1-0 pitch. That runs down and in and got away from Rodriguez. He didn't see it, but I don't think Calaz did either. It was down at his feet. So two balls and no strikes. Brady Smith starting to falter a little bit with command. He has walked 7 and 8 innings, so that at times can be his issue. But the stuff is there. The stuff can be tough to hit. 2-0. Thatch could not check his swing. A high fastball that he turned three quarters of the way back towards the mound. That was up around his helmet. So Smith has not been much near the strike zone the last batter and a half. 2-1 pitch. He kicks in, deals. Thatch takes a big swing. That was up and away. And to Tanner's credit, especially the left-handed hitter, that ball looks like it's coming in and it's just running away. And it's running up and away. Very difficult fastball to pick up. So 2-2, two outs, runner on first. The pitch. And Thatch hits a two-hopper to short, but it's picked up by Morales, who will step on second base to retire Kalaz and end the inning. Grizzlies get one base runner. But that is all in the top half of the first through one half inning. It's Fresno 0, Rancho coming up. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Jackson Cox will take to the hill in the scoreless game, bottom of the first inning here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. 23rd start of the year for the 21-year-old. And Cox went four innings in one start that he made against Rancho Cucamonga. But he did, in his last outing, give up four runs in what was the longest outing of his young professional career, 5 2/3 in the game that the Grizzlies won. Landon Vitterick, Emil Morales, and Victor Rodriguez do up against Cox here in the bottom of the first. And Vitterick, left-hand hitter, swinging and pops up the first pitch. Left side, Hidalgo into foul territory. He's going to make the catch. One pitch, one out. And Vitterick pops up and pops out to start the bottom of the first. Grizzlies defense is brought to you by Save Mart, your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Jacob Humphrey back in left tonight. Roldy Brito in center. Robert Kalaz in right. Kelvin Hidalgo fighting the netting at third. Wilder DeLeese, a shortstop. Renier Hernandez hit second. Tanner Thatch at first. Alan Espinal behind the plate. Emil Morales will dig in and take a first pitch strike. 0-1. Fresno failed to score in the first inning. Now Jackson Cox trying to do the same to Rancho, and he puts in a changeup. Get ahead, no balls, two strikes against Morales, right-hand hitter who has certainly shown his ability to hit. 0-2 pitch, fastball just off the plate away. One ball, two strikes. Morales hitting .339 in 27 games. 1-2 curveball off the plate away. Well, even the count, two balls, two strikes. Grizzlies in the road grays tonight, but they're wearing the Gralifornia caps with the red bill, black tops, and the Gralifornia bear flag on it. 2-2 is a soft liner to short. DeLeese barely had to move, reaches up right around the bill of his cap to make the catch. And there are two outs to start the first before Victor Rodriguez will dig in. Cox winds in, delivers, first pitch curveball just off the plate away to the catcher Rodriguez, hitting .283 on the year. He has one home run. He's played in 73 games. And for a catcher, he's been in the lineup a lot for the Quakes, swings and misses, and a fastball inside. It's 1-1. A couple of guys, I think just two, who have played in more games for the Quakes this year. Cox misses inside with the breaking ball. two balls and a strike. Jose Meza has played in 113, and the Miro Martinez has played in 86. Fastball runs in. That hit the bat of Rodriguez. They're going to say it hit his wrist. And sure thought it hit his bat. Grizzlies not protesting there. So Rodriguez will take the base. Everybody seemed to think it got him on the wrist. And so it's a two-out base runner. And now Jose Meza will dig in. Just talking about his 113 games with the Quakes this year. A .222 average with 8 home runs. Runner on first and 2 outs. And Cox first pitch popped up right side. This is a long run for Calaz. Hernandez going out, but it's the right fielder Calaz. Lost the hat, but camped underneath it and found the ball. Makes the catch to end the first inning. Almost identical first innings for Cox and Smith, as neither allows a hit nor a run, but each team leaves a man on. We're through one at Lone Mark Field in Rancho Cucamonga, tied at 0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Get revved for Chuck Chansey Gold's $600,000 Rev Up Your Summer Truck and Cash Giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chansey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play. Second inning at Lone Mark Field. Grizzlies and the Quakes tied at 0. It'll be Wilder DeLeese leading things off against Brady Smith. And a first pitch fastball starts the top of the second inning for a strike. Switch hitting DeLeese, batting left-handed. Wilder hitting .235 since being called up. He's cooled off a little bit over the last 2 weeks as he watches a fastball high from Smith. And it's one ball, one strike. Good power from both sides, but he's played in a lot of games this year between the Arizona Complex League and Fresno. 1-1 pitch, and Smith with the first changeup of the night misses outside. 2 balls and a strike. Just 1-for-15 against the 66ers and 1-for-8 through the first 2 games here in Rancho. Chases one down and away, 2-2. And he had been battling a kind of a wrist injury, I think, against Inland, and that caused him to miss a couple of games. But he is back and feeling better. 2-2, that is right there, called strike 3, right at the top of the zone. A changeup from Smith has him looking. That was just looking for a different pitch there. And Smith, who had not shown the changeup in the first inning, gave DeLeese 2/3 of the strikes for the off-speed stuff. So one out, and Kelvin Hidalgo will stand in. He's been hitting all over the lineup this week as he takes a fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hidalgo, 113 games, leads the Grizzlies. He's hitting .247. He's played 4 different positions if you count DH. Swings and misses at a high fastball, falls behind 0-2. And he's hit in 6 different spots in the order. And this week he's hitting 3 of those. Had a leadoff on Tuesday. 0-2 pitch is popped up towards shallow right field. Going back is the second baseman, Perez. He was drifting all the way, but does track it down, backpedaling over his left shoulder for out number two. Finish up the thought on Hidalgo. He hit leadoff on Tuesday, third last night, and sixth tonight. He's been as versatile of any Grizzly, and he had played so many games at shortstop and in the leadoff spot for Fresno. He's done whatever it's taken to help the team. Now Roynier Hernandez, left-hand hitting second baseman, takes outside on a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Hitting 295 over the course of 71 games. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez watches even higher. Two balls, no strikes. He's a guy, Grizzlies not only enjoy having in the lineup, they really like him at second base, as that arm plays really well, as it did last night, turning a double play. Fastball just missed down. That was a changeup, actually. Hernandez kind of jetted out of the way. Dip below his knees. Three balls, no strikes. Smith from the line delivers, and Hernandez taking all the way. It's a fastball down the middle. He loaded up like he was going to swing, then kind of crossed home plate, but it's a strike. 3-1. Smith from the line again, and that's another one. Just at the knees this time. It was over the plate. Hernandez was walking to first that time. And called back by Reed Hoover. Now he'll take his timeout as the count is full. 3-2, two outs. Nobody on in the top of the second. A 0-0 ball game in Rancho Cucamonga. Third game of the six-game set. Payoff pitch to Hernandez, and he laces it out into left center field, down for a hit. And over to cut it off is Jose Hernandez. As he has seen a lot of activity, Reiner Hernandez got to two strikes and does what he does well, sliced it out into left center. And Jose Hernandez had to race to cut that one off for being extra bases. So the inning continues here in the second. First hit of the night for either team. And now Alan Espinal hitting 174 with four home runs. We'll stand in and take a first pitch up high, ball one. Fastball from Brady Smith, the right-hander. Good combination, fastball, changeup. That changeup has seemed to be the big pitch that he's starting to mix in here in the second. 1-0 pitch. That runs far inside, only 92. The velocity dipping down a little bit more run on it. Two balls, no strikes to Espinal. Changes stance a little bit the last month or so, a little bit more open hands, and now watches look like a breaking ball in there for a strike, at least the cutter. But it's 2-1 to Alan Espinal. Reiner Hernandez, the runner on first, two outs in the second. 0-0 game. Now Smith a turn and throw over, but Hernandez dives back in safely. And Espinal drives it into right center field. This is going to be a long run, and it's going to split the outfielders. A one-hopper up against the wall, picked up on the warning track by the right fielder Meza. Relay throw bobbled, and Hernandez scores from first on an RBI double from Alan Espinal as the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead with a couple of two-out hits in the second. Alan Espinal got a ball in the middle of the plate and drove it into the right center field gap. And a two-out rally for Fresno in the second has the Grizzlies leading. Now the inning continues for the left fielder, Jacob Humphrey. First pitch from Smith, fanned at. A fastball up high, 0-1. Humphrey starting to become a fixture. This is his eighth game. And he's pretty much been in the outfield every game since his debut last Wednesday when he was the pinch runner in the 10th inning. 0-1 popped up left side. Morales, the shortstop on the edge of the infield dirt, will make the catch at the regular shortstop position and end the inning. But a couple of two-out knocks produced the game's first run. Fresno with the early lead to the bottom of the second. It is 1-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
When your business is up to bat, count on Brady Plus to deliver the right supplies and the expert support to back you up. As a national distributor of janitorial, food service, and industrial packaging supplies, we help you cover all the bases. Fast delivery, reliable products, real people who know their stuff. At Brady Plus, we don't just deliver boxes, we bring solutions. Visit BradyPlus.com. That's BradyPLUS.com. Proud janitorial supplies partner of the Fresno Grizzlies.
From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, from nonstop entertainment to memories that last a lifetime, Chuck Chancey Park has it all. Join in on the fun. Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 shake, rattle, and win Mustang and cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
1-0 Grizzlies lead. Bottom of the second at Lone Mart Field at Rancho Cucamonga. Game 3 of the 6-game series is Fresno took each of the first two games in kind of a back and forth fashion. This one has started a little bit more smoothly for the Grizzlies. As Jackson Cox worked around one hit batter in the first, now Nico Perez, Myro Martinez, and Jose Hernandez, 5-6-7, due up for the Quakes. Perez, who's had a good series, hitting .284 on the year. Hit his third home run, takes a first pitch fastball for strike one. Cox back with a breaking ball that misses down and away. That's one ball and one strike. Perez has seemed like the most consistent hitter in the Quakes lineup against the Grizzlies for the first two games, and a breaking ball off the plate again. Two balls and a strike. First time seeing the right-hander Jackson Cox. And Jackson mixing up all the pitches early. Fastball blown by Perez, who swings and misses at the belt, evening the count at 2-2. 1-0 Grizzlies, bottom of the second inning. And Perez leading it off against Jackson Cox. 2-2 pitch is just up high with the fastball. That was towards the outside corner. The fastball just ran above the belt as it's full. Payoff pitch from Cox. And it's chased up high. Swing and a miss for strike three as Jackson Cox registers his first strikeout on the night. So there's one away. And Myro Martinez will come to the plate. Right-hand hitter takes a breaking ball down and away. No swing, even though he checked it. Martinez, .236 hitter, has 5 home runs, 57 RBI. And has had somewhat of a slow series. He'll take a strike to even up the count. 1-1. 1-1 pitch fouled off. It was a breaking ball over the plate. One and two to Martinez. Cox with his feet shoulder width apart goes into the line. 1-2 breaking ball taken away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2, chopped off to the left side. Martinez not running, and now a late foul call. As I think Nathaniel Rodriguez saw that hit off of the right-hand hitter. Grizzlies have seen plenty of those this year where they're going to go play them, and a lot of those have gone against Fresno. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, served out to right field. Calaz cruising in, now picks up pace, will track it down and make the catch. Almost like he didn't see it initially and started moving a lot quicker. Normally, he'll kind of pace to it. And that time, took off as he was thinking it was going to fall a little faster, but caught up to it in plenty of time. So two outs, and Jose Hernandez will hit with nobody on as Cox winds and deals a fastball down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hernandez takes, and Cox missing with the fastball to fall behind 2-0. Hernandez just played in a couple of games, and so all his games have been against the Grizzlies. Breaking ball. Fouled off to the right. That's towards the Grizzlies bullpen and will land foul. Claus gave a good chase. I don't know. It looked like he got a late jump and wasn't sure if that was going to be playable. He might have had a shot at it if he had read it quickly. 2-1 to Hernandez. He's had a couple of games. This is his second game with the Quakes. Played Tuesday night. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball off the plate away. 3 balls and a strike. He had 2 hits, including a double, but did strike out twice. 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled back. The count is full. 3-2. 1-0 Grizzlies. We're in the bottom of the second. Fresno scoring thanks to a couple of 2-out hits. Alan Espinal's RBI double driving in a run. Payoff pitch to Hernandez. Flared down the right field line. High pop-up chased by Thatch, and he won't get there as it lands foul. In maybe 4 or 5 feet, and that was as far of a run for all three of those guys. And, of course, for the infielders, it's tough because you got to turn and run and basically start from scratch versus where the outfielders, I think, can't tell if it's going to carry out to them or not. It's a longer run for Kalaz coming off the line. There's a big gap in right center. He's closer to the line now. Payoff pitch again. Breaking ball. This is hit 2 straightaway center deep. Brito back at the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Straightaway center just inches to the right of the 401 sign. And in front of the batter's eye, a solo homer for Jose Hernandez has tied this game at 1. I mean, that ball just kept going, and I think it was a hanging breaking ball over the middle of the plate. Brito got to the warning track, and I think by the time he tried to time his jump, that ball had already sailed out of the way. First pitch to Oswaldo Osorio is inside. Osorio, the left-handed hitter, batting 138 in 44 games. So we're all tied. The home run by Hernandez. Now a fastball off the plate away. 2 balls, no strikes. It's the first hit for the Quakes. And in each of the first 2 innings, they've had the first 2 batters retired by Jackson Cox and then the base runner. This one comes all the way around to score. Now a fastball away. 3-0 to Osorio. Cox delivers and the fastball up high, ball 4. And a 4-pitch walk as the second inning continues, and Jackson Nicholas, the 9th place hitter, will come to the plate. Nicholas hitting 182 in 51 games. First pitch from Cox is just outside with a changeup. 1 ball, no strikes. 4 home runs for Nicholas. Kansas native that went to University of Oklahoma. He takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. So Cox, after the home run, has missed with 6 straight pitches. And it's hardly had to work out of the stretch. This is just the 2nd batter he's faced from the stretch. 2-0 is outside with the fastball. 3 balls, no strikes. Top of the lineup in Landon Vitterick is in the on-deck circle. Three-oh pitch. Cox able to catch the outside edge. Settled down and away with the changeup. That's three balls and a strike. Runner on first is Osorio. 3-1 pitch. That's right there as well. Another changeup. Nicholas is taking all the way, and the count is full, 3-2. So Osorio will be running. 3-2, two outs. Thatch, the first baseman, backing up. He's not going to hold Osorio on. 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is in there. Caught strike three. Three straight changeups, and Nicholas takes that one right down the middle and ends the inning on a called third strike. So Jackson Cox surrendered the two-out solo home run. Rancho matches Fresno with a run in the second, and they leave one on. We're through two innings here at Lone Mart Field. I'm going to have a special guest in the third. Stick around. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
One ball game now. The third inning is both pitchers blinked in the first. It's been really similar innings in the, both the first and second for both starters. Now the Grizzlies are going to have the top of the lineup do up against Brady Smith. And to help me here in the third inning, I have Weston Sullivan, who made the trip down to Fresno. And it is a 1-1 ball game as Weston steps to the mic. How are you feeling tonight?
Pretty good.
How was the first couple innings in your mind for the Grizzlies?
Pretty good until the home run.
Pretty good until the home run. Exactly how I feel. As Roldy Brito will dig in. He flew out to center his first time. One run for both teams. Grizzlies had two hits that produced it. Now Brito swings and misses at an off-speed pitch down and in. 1-1. There is activity in the Rancho bullpen, as Smith has not gone more than two or three innings yet this year, as Brito swings at another off-speed pitch, and it's 1-2. Weston, you have some pitching experience, pitching in the background,
Yeah. And
both of these pitchers are trying to settle in. What's the most important thing as the 1-2 comes to Brito? He takes high, 2-2. What's the most important thing for a pitcher settling into the ballgame?
Take your time.
Absolutely. Got to have your composure. Make sure you're throwing strikes. The 2-2 to Brito is chased down and away for strike three. And Brady Smith with his third strikeout. It's the first out in the third as Ethan Holiday comes to the plate. The Grizzlies offense has had a lot of fun this week. Have you had fun this week at the ballpark?
Yeah, I like seeing all the home runs.
Well, Grizzlies have had a lot of them. This guy had one on Tuesday night, his first professional home run. Struck out his first time against Smith, and now the first pitch from Smith is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
That was a pretty good pitch.
Down and in, right on the corner. 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Smith, 0-1. High and tight with a fastball, 1-1. Now, I hear you were a part of a perfect game this year.
Yeah.
How many did you pitch in that?
33, I'm pretty sure.
33 innings or 33 pitches?
33 pitches.
Nice. Pitch down and in. Two balls and a strike to Holiday. Left-hand hitter DHing tonight. Played a shortstop in all of the other 15 games he played with the Grizzlies. He's out in front of a changeup. And the count even, two balls, two strikes. You got a pretty good changeup too, don't you?
Yeah.
Next best pitch to throw off a fastball, right?
Yeah.
2-2 pitch, and it's another changeup down and away, 3-2. Tim Slack and Weston Sullivan here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, 1-1 game here in the third inning. The payoff pitch to Holiday is fouled back. He was looking at the fastball and just missed it. That was the home run type swing that he had the other night, right?
Yeah. Just needs to hit the ball, though.
Just got a piece of that one. See how Smith comes back. Another payoff pitch, and it's chased down in the dirt, a changeup. And Brady Smith has mixed up pitches well. Fastball changeup and keeping the Grizzlies hitters off balance for the most part.
Yeah.
So now John Shoemaker is coming out, and I believe that Smith is at his pitch limit. He has thrown 48 pitches through 2 2/3, struck out 4, and walked 1. He's going to give way to the bullpen. New pitcher coming in. Weston and I will be back. It's the third inning in Rancho Cucamonga, and the Grizzlies and Quakes are tied at 1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new 1-versus-1 food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Get revved for Chuck Chancey Gold's $600,000 Rev Up Your Summer Truck and Cash Giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chancey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play. The pitcher for the Quakes here in the third will be the right-hander Marco Corcho, 6'2", and 20 years old from Columbia. And Corcho, Grizzlies saw a couple of weeks ago this pitching change courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts. Fresno is trusted for over 90 years, open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. Two outs, nobody on, and Robert Calaz is digging in for the Grizzlies. He walked his first time.
Looking to do some damage.
Tim Slack and Weston Sullivan here from Lone Mart Field. The third game of the six-game series is Calaz fights one off. I think that was exactly it. Got a breaking ball over the middle of the plate, and that was a big, powerful swing from Calaz, sent off to the right. Have you seen any Calaz home runs in person yet this year?
Yeah, I think 2.
Yeah. Back at home, right?
Yeah.
That was the one up onto the building, 0-1, down and away, 1-1.
That pitch was just outside.
Yeah, fastball away, evens the count to Calaz, 2 away in the top of the third. Grizzlies now into the Quakes bullpen. As Calaz chases another fastball down and away, that time not in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And it's 1-2.
Here's the next pitch.
Corcho, long pause. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hangs in tight. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Calaz, one of those guys who looks bigger to you in person.
Yeah, he looks small out on the field, but then he looks big when you get next to him.
Big guys, 6'2", only 19 years old. 2-2 pitch from Corcho, and this is pulled on the ground to short. Morales fields in the hole, wings it to first, but I don't think they were going to get him. Throws offline anyways, and Calaz legs it out. It'll be the third hit for the Grizzlies, a two-out base hit here in the third.
Nicholas comes off the bag, and ball gets away from him.
Yeah, he tried to come off, and I think he was trying to stay on as long as he could to try and get the out.
Yeah, ball first, then back.
There you go. So two outs and the runner on as Tanner Thatch comes to play. Grizzlies scored with a couple of two-out hits in the second. And now the first pitch from Corcho runs in and hit the shoes of Thatch. So the Grizzlies will have two base runners here as Corcho has come on, giving up a single and a hit batter.
And walking up to the plate is Wilder Delisle.
And Delisle is looking to drive in some runs. So Delisle struck out his first time. That was against the starter, Smith, who only allowed two hits in the one run in his 2 2/3. But Corcho, upon coming in here in the third, in trouble, as two batters have reached. Now Delisle batting left-handed with Kalaz on second, Thatch on first. First pitch, that almost hit the shoes of Delisle, and now Victor Rodriguez will run out there. What's this conversation got to be about?
Probably you don't want to keep trying to hit his shoes.
Has any catcher ever told you that?
Yes.
And then you listen to him, right? You get it right back over the
sometimes
plate? Okay. I know that feeling. I also know the feeling of being the catcher where you're trying to help
the
guy hit
to
the
do
target.
What you want to.
Yeah. It's easier said than done. Got a ball on the field, and so Reed Hoover's going to wait until that gets cleared. With a quick talk from Victor Rodriguez to Marco Corcho, who's in trouble all of a sudden. A two-out rally in the second. Now the Grizzlies trying to make one here in the third, and it's up and away. Two balls, no strikes.
Fast pitch right there at 95 miles per hour.
Yeah, Corcho's throwing hard, but he's having a hard time finding the zone. Yep. 2-0-2 Delisle. That's even further outside. Three balls, no strikes.
Same spot.
Same spot, same miss. Two away in the third. Two on for Wilder Delisle. 3-0 pitch. Fastball just off the plate. Inside, ball four. And that's three straight batters to reach and load the bases here in the third inning.
Delisle was hugging the plate right there.
Yeah, a 3-0 count. Get close, make it hard for the pitcher to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And so now Kelvin Hidalgo, who popped out to second, will come to the plate with the bags full, trying to regain the lead. He chops one to first base. Big hop for Nicholas. He'll take it himself and get the out. And that ends the threat. Grizzlies had a two-out rally against the reliever Marco Corcho, but they leave the bases loaded, just one hit and no runs to show for it. You want to do the bottom of the third with me?
Yeah, sure.
Weston Sullivan and I will be right back for the bottom of the third 1-1 game here at Lone Mark Field in Rancho Cucamonga on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
One-one ball game, bottom of the third inning here in Rancho Cucamonga. And it's been similar blueprints between Jackson Cox and the starter Brady Smith. But as long as Cox doesn't run into trouble, he's not quite on as tight of a leash as Smith was, who exited after 2 2/3 and will not factor into the decision tonight. But Jackson Cox back out there for the third. The first two innings were very similar. Both teams got two outs and then a rally, a run for each team. And that has this game tied. So, in the third, Cox will face Landon Vitterick, Emil Morales, and Victor Rodriguez, and Weston Sullivan is going to get us the play-by-play.
What was that strike?
That was just outside. He called the strike. He did. There you go. You're on it, too. Landon Vitterick, the batter.
Kicks and deals. Strike down and inside.
Good off-speed pitch. And Vitterick, I think a little frustrated. Two balls right on the corners as Cox is ahead 0-2.
And there's strike three.
Swing and a miss by Vitterick. And that's the first out. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Jackson Cox with his third strikeout. And there's one out to start the bottom of the third as Emil Morales, who hit a soft liner to Wilder DeLeese, will stand in with nobody on.
Here's the 0-0 pitch. Chopped foul.
Off to the left into the Quakes dugout. Morales with a few hits this week. He's been spraying the ball all over the field.
Outside.
Breaking ball misses away to even up the count. One ball, one strike. One out, the bottom of the third, nobody on.
Here's the 1-1. Strike two, swinging and miss.
High fastball right at the top of the belt. Cox had Morales late on that. One ball, two strikes.
Payoff pitch. Fouled back.
Morales just behind a fastball, a little bit higher up, 96 miles an hour. Over the plate, but out of the zone.
Breaking ball gets launched foul.
Off to the right side, the 1-2 pitch, and so the count stays to Emil Morales, the Quake shortstop. Pretty exciting infielder.
And ground ball to first base, and he will take it to the bag himself.
Tanner Thatch on a slow ground ball picks it up, and that's two away. So two outs and nobody on.
Emil was really fighting him off there.
A couple of tough pitches, and ended up getting that one off the end of the bat. I think that the pitching philosophy there had him off balance. What do you think?
Yeah. Fastball, and then off-speed, and off-speed, and then fastball.
Here's Victor Rodriguez, hit by a pitch his first time.
Little up, but it's still a strike.
Just under the belt with the fastball at 94, 0-1.
Pitch. That was pretty good, but it's going to be a ball.
Taken down and in, and Trackman shows that as a borderline pitch. 1-1 to Rodriguez.
Just outside.
Breaking ball pulled away by Cox. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. Nobody on for the catcher, Rodriguez. Here in the bottom of the third, a 1-1 game.
Broken bag. It's flung.
Dribbler to second. Roynier Hernandez picks it up behind the bag, fires to first, and ends the inning. The bat ended up in the Rancho dugout. 90% of the bat into the Quakes area. And luckily, it looks like everybody is okay. 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Cox and the Grizzlies, and Weston Sullivan, a great broadcasting debut.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, man. Enjoy the rest of the game. We're going to be back for the fourth. Grizzlies and the Quakes tied at one at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at fresnogrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here. We'll be right back.
fourth inning in Rancho Cucamonga, game three of a six-game series, the final week of the regular season. Both of these teams are headed to the playoffs, but both have a lot that they want to get right before the postseason. The Quakes, first half winners in the South, will have home field advantage in the series against the Inland Empire 66ers, but this is a very different team than that first half squad. And interestingly enough, with some of these new arms, very talented starters, but they have not gone too deep into games, so a big reliance on the bullpen as Marco Corcho starts his second inning of work facing Roynier Hernandez. And fourth starts with a pitch away, fastball at 95, and it's 1-0. Hernandez, Espinal, Humphrey, bottom third of the Grizzlies lineup tonight. Rainier singled and scored back in the second, a two-out rally. He takes a fastball. It didn't really have to be a strike. In fact, it was quite a ways outside. And the count is even 1-1. That is the thing when the Quakes catchers are framing everything. 1-1 chopped off the foot of Hernandez in the box, and it spins back around the mound. That hit off the shin guard of Hernandez. And it's 1-2. Corcho throwing hard. He came in with two outs and nobody on in the third. And then a Kalaz single in the infield. Thatch was hit by a pitch and DeLeese walked before Corcho got out of that inning. Now has to work with a clean inning. 1-2, chopped to the left side, past the third baseman, Osorio, but the shortstop, Morales, fields and throws low. Nicholas couldn't dig it out. And that'll be an error on the normally sure fielding and throwing Emil Morales. And that was just off the mark. So Morales had the other one that was tough on the Kalaz play. That was all the way in the hole. I've seen that more this year, though, where the third baseman kind of crossing in front of the shortstop. It makes that play tough. Now Alan Espinal drove in the Grizzlies' first run of the game. He shows bunt and takes a fastball up and away from Corcho at 96 miles an hour. And it's one ball and no strikes. A 1-1 game in the top of the fourth inning, third game of this six-game series. Espinal not showing bunt, and it's a fastball up high from Corcho. Two balls, no strikes. Grizzlies one run on three hits, no errors tonight. Rancho building the picket fence, one run on one hit and one error. 2-0 to Espinal. Corcho kicks and deals, and it's a fastball swung on and missed. 96 down in the zone and just by him. Two balls, no strikes. Espinal wants time as the Grizzlies might be putting something on. Roynier Hernandez, the runner on first. Espinal has already showed bunt in this at-bat. Runner goes, and it's a swing and a miss. Hit and run. Throw from Rodriguez is on the mark, and a tag applied by the second baseman. Perez catches Hernandez. That Roynier's jump was fine, but that was a high fastball, easy pitch to throw, and even with Espinal trying to protect the runner, and Victor Rodriguez has a cannon and throws out the runner for the first out. So 2-2 pitch to Espinal, cut on a miss, strike three, and you go from one on and nobody out to two pitches later, nobody on and two out. And that brings up Jacob Humphrey here in the top of the fourth inning. He popped out to short his first time. 1-1 ball game. We've had some back and forth contests this week. Two of the higher scoring games that the Grizzlies have won this year. Breaking ball in for a strike from Corcho as Humphrey takes to fall behind 0-1. And I mean that in the sense of games that both teams have been scoring and answering back. That runs inside, and that got the wrist of Humphrey. Nope, they get the bat. He started to, I think he thought it, or was selling it at least. That hit the bat, and Reed Hoover was right on top of it. So it's 0-2 to Humphrey. Corcho's 0-2 pitch. Fastball just up high. Oh. I mean, TrackMan had it under the belt. Grizzlies are going to get lucky with that one. One ball, two strikes. I will go back to, I don't think it helps when the catcher frames everything, because those ones, you want to be sure. 1-2 pitch, doesn't matter anyway. Swing and a miss as Corcho blows it by Humphrey, and that ends the inning. Second strikeout for Marco Corcho, and he works around the error as Grizzlies cannot regain the lead in the fourth. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. It is 1-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Bottom of the fourth in Rancho Cucamonga. It's a 1-1 game as Jackson Cox has allowed just one hit, a solo homer by Jose Hernandez with two outs in the second. But that is enough to tie this game. And so Jose Mesa, Nico Perez, Myro Martinez with Hernandez due up fourth. Here in the fourth, first pitch breaking ball, called strike to Mesa, who popped out to Robert Calaz in right field. Shallow fly ball, 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, pulled on the ground to third. Big hop for Hidalgo, backing up to his left, will straighten up and fire to Thatch for the out. And Mesa retired on two pitches to start the bottom of the fourth inning. One out and nobody on for Nico Perez. Perez takes a first pitch fastball. 0-1. Cox 0-1 pitch, breaking ball off the plate. 1-1. Perez struck out his first time. That was to lead off the second inning. Grizzlies have him played the pull in the infield, and he takes a fastball down and in for a called strike. One and two. Cox winds in, delivers. Fastball fouled back. So 1-2 to Nico Perez. Breaking ball in the dirt. Espinal got a piece of it. It's a count even now. 2-2. Grizzlies had the early lead in the second, and then the Jose Hernandez homer tied it right back up. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball pulled on the ground to third again. Hidalgo's got a low hop this time and rips the throw across the infield to get the speedy Perez. Grizzlies well aware about how well Nico Perez runs. And Hidalgo, a much different setup to get rid of that one. And does retire the Quake second baseman. Two outs and nobody on as Mairo Martinez tips a first fastball. Belt high pitch into the glove of Espinal. One fastball just outside at 96. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. It's a 1-1 game in the bottom of the fourth with two outs and nobody on. Breaking ball fanned at by Martinez right off the edge of the plate. 1-2. Cox, 1-2 pitch. Another breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Chased it down and away for strike three. As Jackson Cox punctuates the fourth after a couple of ground outs with a K. 1-2-3 for the second time in a row. And Cox has retired 7 in a row. We're through 4. It's a 1-1 game in Rancho Cucamonga. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Roldy Brito will lead off the fifth inning for the Grizzlies, and it's a new pitcher for the Quakes, the right-hander Dylan Tate, 5'11", 194 pounds, 11th-round pick out of Oklahoma this year. And he will face the top of the Grizzlies lineup as Brito takes a first pitch breaking ball up high. Tate making his second appearance. Gave up two runs in an inning and two-third in his lone outing with the Quakes. 1-0, fastball at 95, up and away. Brito 0-for-2. Had a slow start last night before launching his first Grizzlies home run. And he sprays one foul down the third baseline, a hard line drive. Sent off to the left between Cesar Galvez and the third base coach's box and the Rancho dugout. Two and one. Tate kicks and deals, and Brito well behind a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Two and two. Switch hitter Brito. Arizona Complex League MVP this year. 2-2, fun off the hands. And I think one of the most exciting things, the Rockies organization has a lot of conversation around the big power bats that they've drafted the last couple of years. 2-2 from Tate. And that's a fastball in under the armpits of Brito, who straightens up and jumps back out of the way. But Brito, the type of table setter, speed, really good back control. 3-2 pitch, and he pops it up. Third base side, long run for Osorio in foul territory right next to the tarp beyond the Quakes dugout. Will track it down for the out. And Brito kept off the bases for the third time tonight. So Tate, a hard-earned first out in the fifth. And that was a pitch I think Brito was just trying to fight off. Now Ethan Holiday 0 for 2. As he did not see Marco Corcho. And Tate misses with the first pitch fastball up and away, 1-0. Corcho an inning into third, one hit, one walk, one hit batter, two strikeouts, but no runs. 1-0 pitch. Holiday takes and is a fastball off the plate inside. Two balls, no strikes. One of the words that needs to get out about Ethan quickly is he has a very good sense of the zone. Especially as ABS gets worked in the future. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball in, three balls, no strikes. He's a guy that's really going to benefit from pitches being called what they are correctly. 3-0 pitch to Holiday, taken all the way, down and in, and Tate issues a four-pitch walk. So Brito worked him pretty good in that first at-bat. And then he wasn't close to Holiday, so now Robert Kalaz with one on and one out will stand in. It's a 1-1 game. And we are in the top of the fifth inning, third game of the six-game series. First pitch from Tate. Breaking ball is sent foul. Hard line drive, high and foul. Kalaz was just behind, and it's 0-1. Holiday off first with one out. Tate kicks in deals, and it's a fastball up above the belt and off the plate. One pitch. Glaz takes, sends a fastball at the belt for a called strike. 1-2. One-two pitch hangs in tight from Tate. Two balls and two strikes. One out in the fifth. Holiday, the base runner for the Grizzlies. Tate, 2-2. Breaking ball, just tapped foul. That was way off the plate. It might have started on the outside corner, and it's kind of the benefit of where Tate put that one fastball that Kalaz took. Set up a couple of chase pitches. 2-2 pitch. Tate back with a fastball, dribbled up the middle to second, picked up by Perez, flips to the shortstop Morales on to first, double play. Grizzlies haven't hit into a ton of those over the last couple of weeks, but that was a good job by Dylan Tate, and he gets out of any sort of threat before the Grizzlies can get going in the fifth inning. Tate faces three batters. Grizzlies cannot add a run. And basically just the three in the fifth inning. Middle of five in Rancho. And it's a 1-1 ball game on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One to one, Bottom of the fifth inning in Rancho Cucamonga. Jackson Cox has just one blemish, just one hit allowed. And a ball that snuck out over the center field wall is the only thing keeping him from a no-no right now. And also a 1-0 lead because Jose Hernandez, who will lead things off in the fifth, sent one right over the center field wall. He swings at the first pitch, a liner into center. Rolly Brito is way deep out by the warning track as Hernandez just serves it out there, first pitch single, as he is 2-for-2. And it's a leadoff base runner in the fifth inning. Just the second hit of the game for the Quakes. Hernandez has both of them. And he has his second two-hit night of the series. Here's Oswaldo Osorio, who walked his first time, left-hand hitter. And Cox into the stretch, first pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Osorio started walking towards the mound. It's like the... Like he was going to bunt. And I'll go deep at third, 0-1 pitch. And Osorio fouls it off to the left. And down to play. No balls, two strikes. Grizzlies scored in the top of the second inning with a two-out rally. And it was Jose Hernandez's two-out home run. They got the Quakes on the board. He'll run here. Throw is behind the runner, but a tag applied by DeLeese for the out. DeLeese must have tagged him on the legs because that throw ran back towards the right field side. But Alan Espinal ends up cutting down Jose Hernandez. I'd be very interested to see a replay of that. That's the first out, 1-2 to Osorio, and he pops one down the left field line, foul, angling towards the batting cage in the left field corner. 1-2. Not seeing a replay yet, but throw was there ahead. It was just offline. Osorio pops this one up. That will tail out of play as well as Hidalgo gave chase. Still one ball, two strikes, one away in the bottom of the fifth. Cox peering in at Espinal. His 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Caught strike three. Oh, he's fancy, and Osorio knew it. Got him looking as he ran across home plate as soon as that breaking ball came across the outside edge. Second strikeout looking. That's the first time he's used the curveball to get it. So two outs, and there are nobody on for Jackson Nicklaus, left-hand hitters. Big swing at a breaking ball, but comes up empty. It's 0-1. 1-1 ball game in the fifth. Cox back with a fastball down low. Might have been a changeup. I'm going to go with changeup. One ball, one strike. Cox winds in, delivers, and it's a curveball cut out and missed, darting at the back foot of Nicklaus. And it's 1-2. One blemish in Jackson's game. He's given up some home runs this year. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. But he's got the K working, and he gets two more here in the fifth to get through the inning. It's still a 1-1 game, and we are through five in Rancho Cucamonga. Quakes and Grizzlies all even on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Get rev for Chuck Chancy Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chancy soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chancy Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Both teams scored a run in the second inning and two out runs in the second. But neither have scored since, and so we're locked at one. Rancho and Fresno playing the final four games of the regular season here in Southern California. Grizzlies are going to be back for the playoff opener Tuesday night, September 9th, 6:50, first pitch against the San Jose Giants. And excited for playoff baseball. Quakes will be playing as well. They're going to go down the road to play Inland Empire. Dylan Tate will start his second inning of relief. 4-5-6 in the Grizzlies lineup, due up against him in the sixth. And Tanner Thatch takes a fastball down and away in the outside corner for strike one. Perfectly spotted fastball from Tate. And an interesting setup from his wind, and he misses down low with a changeup. One ball, one strike. He starts crooked with his chest. Keeping in mind he's a right-handed pitcher, chest towards the Rancho dugout and his glove around his belt. And then when he changes grip, he lifts his glove up and basically points it at the plate. Thatch fouls off a 1-1 fastball. And all sorts of ways over the last 10, 15 years that pitchers are combating guys picking up pitches and giving away tells. 1-2 to Thatch, and it's a breaking ball grounded sharply through the left side and somehow through into left field. Tanner Thatch muscles one out to left as it rolled between the third baseman Osorio and the shortstop Morales right into left field for a leadoff hit. Thatch has reached twice and is 1-for-2 after a fielder's choice in the first. But that was a ground ball to the shortstop. However, Morales pulled up the middle, couldn't get to his right. Nathaniel Rodriguez pointing at somebody right now behind the plate. Now they're trying to figure out. I'm not really sure what they're looking at there. But something caught the eye of the base umpire, Nathaniel Rodriguez. It looks like it's an accident. Something was reflecting back there. So now we're set for baseball. Runner on first. Nobody out at the top of the sixth. Wilder DeLeese. Switch hitter, bat left-handed. Tate working from the stretch and airmails a fastball up and away. One ball, no strikes. DeLeese has struck out and walked. Breaking ball snapped up high, and it's up around the shoulders of DeLeese, taken for ball two. Grizzlies with the leadoff man aboard for just the second time so far tonight. 2-0 pitch from Tate, and DeLeese straightened up by a fastball up around his shoulders again. Three balls, no strikes. So the leadoff man aboard on what was a good piece of hitting from Thatch. 3-0 pitch. Tate delivers fastball right at the knees. Inside part of the plate gets the call for strike one. Of course, you want to stay out of the double play, but also going to make Tate work here. 3-1 pitch, and DeLeese skies it into left field. Shallow left coming in Hernandez, and now backpedals a little bit as that carried a little bit further than he thought, but he'll stay with it for the catch. And Wilder DeLeese on a 3-1 pitch, I think just missed the one he was looking for. That was a fastball middle in. And a lot over the plate. The one out, one on. Kelvin Hidalgo is 0 for 2. First pitch from Tate Hidalgo showing bunt. That got a... It didn't hit anything. It'll go straight to the backstop. And Thatch goes to second. So John Shoemaker is out because he thought it was a foul ball, and he does not want that runner going to second. Everybody on the Quake side reacted like that was a foul ball. And Reed Hoover is saying that hit nothing. Yeah, that hit the glove of Rodriguez. Rodriguez reacted like it was a foul ball. So the Grizzlies will take the base runner. That's ruled a pass ball on the catcher, Rodriguez. It is a strike, though, because Hidalgo definitely offered at it. His crew right on it. That was tough to see. I thought it was a foul ball. 0-1 to Hidalgo. Tate delivers down and away. One ball, one strike. That's an awfully uncomfortable change to the inning for the Quakes because now Grizzlies have a potential go-ahead run at second. This game, runs have seemed to be hard to come by. 1-1. Tate delivers. That's a fastball right down the middle. Knee-high strike. And it's 1-2. Right near Hernandez on deck. Hidalgo would like to get this run in. Outfield real shallow. 1-2 pitch off the plate. Fastball away. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. So Hidalgo taking his timeout. Two and two pitch. Tate delivers. Slider off the plate away. And Rodriguez fell over into the left-hand batter's box, keeping that one from the backstop. So the count's full. 3-2 to Kelvin Hidalgo. One out. Runner on second here in the sixth. Tate looks at Thatch, now delivers, and Hidalgo scolds it to first. Diving stop by Nicklaus, but he fumbled it as he popped up. What a terrific stop. And that'll be a base hit for Kelvin Hidalgo. Is that saved a run because Tanner Thatch stops at third. I mean, Nicklaus made an incredible effort there. He was 30 to 45 feet, maybe 25 feet. I overestimated my first look. 25 feet off the line. Still had a dive to his right. And when he popped up to flip it, he just couldn't grab the handle on it. So the Grizzlies have two hits here in the inning on hard-hit ground balls in the infield. And Cesar Galvez is going to make a change here. So Jacob Hinderleiter is going to be the pinch runner for Tanner Thatch. And so Hinderleiter will be the runner at third. And not to give too much away, but think I would be on high alert if I was the Quakes, because Brandon Bailey made a quick mound visit, one of the pitching coaches for Rancho. Remember, they employ two pitching coaches. And it's runners on the corners, one out here in the sixth, and Roynier Hernandez at the plate. First pitch from Tate, fastball misses inside, ball one. Roynier singled, and he also reached on an error. He sliced one out into left field his first time, and then the shortstop, Emil Morales, short-hopped the first baseman, Nicklaus, last time Roynier was up. 1-0 pitch. Runner goes. Called strike, and the delayed steal works as Hidalgo dives into second head first. It was a called strike to even at 1-1. Rodriguez didn't even get off a throw. 43rd stolen base of the year for Kelvin Hidalgo. Now the infield draws in for the Quakes with one out. Second and third, the 1-1 pitch. Hernandez, big swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball up. And Roy Neer just missed it. 1-2 to Hernandez. Infield with their toes on the grass all the way around. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Hinderleiter, the pinch runner, stands on third. Kelvin Hidalgo, the runner on second. 2-2 pitch to Hernandez. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Up and away. And that is a good strike three pitch from Dylan Tate. So there'll be two outs and two on. So now the Quakes defense backs up as Alan Espinal will dig in. An RBI hit back in the second. Chance to put the Grizzlies back in front, and a cue shot foul ball on a first pitch breaking ball from Dylan Tate, 0-1. Tanner Thatch singled through the left side to start the inning. Kelvin Hidalgo with a single to the first baseman Jackson Nicholas. Now on second, 0-1 pitch. Espinal takes just off the plate away. That was another breaking ball. Up and out. So Tate, that was his 40th pitch, and only half have been strikes. There's activity again in the Quakes bullpen. 1-1. Espinal lays off a high fastball. Two balls and a strike. Espinal, the two-out knock in the second. That temporarily put the Grizzlies in front, trying to reset a lead here in the sixth. 2-1. Fastball away from Tate. It counts three balls and one strike. So Tate doesn't seem too apt to want to come in right now. And Jacob Humphrey on deck with first base open. But should he load the bases, it might not be him to face Humphrey. 3-1 pitch. And it's a big swing and a miss. Espinal chased that slider. Slider cutter, something moving away from the Grizzlies catcher. As the count runs full, two outs in the sixth. Payoff pitch. And this is lined into center field, down for a hit. Hinderleiter cruises in. Hidalgo around third will score as well. Alan Espinal, a 3-RBI night, and the Grizzlies are in front in the sixth inning. It is 3-1 Fresno. That was the same pitch again and caught a little bit more plate. And Alan Espinal destroyed it right back up the middle. A 3-RBI night for the Grizzlies catcher. And a two-run lead for Fresno as Humphrey comes to the plate. Two on, one out, and takes a fastball high and tight as he spins out of the way. One ball, no strikes. One-oh pitch. Fastball away. 2-0 to Humphrey. Humphrey 0 for 2. Popped out and he struck out. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight here in Rancho Cucamonga. Breaking ball hangs up and in, and so count now three balls, no strikes to Jacob Humphrey. As Dylan Tate still trying to find his way out of this sixth inning. Espinal off first with two outs. The 3-0 pitch from Tate, and that is a fastball that catches the outside corner. 3-1. Kind of a sarcastic jeer from the home crowd. I don't know if that's supposed to be at Reed Hoover. He's been pretty good tonight. 3-1 pitch, and that's not close. Fastball down and away. Middle of the left-handed batter's box. And so Humphrey, who is also showing really good plate discipline, draws the walk, and that will draw John Shoemaker out of the dugout. Another pitching change forthcoming. We'll get the fourth arm of the night for the Quakes as Fresno is up 3-1. We're in the top of the sixth still on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Fresno, get ready. Taco Truck Throwdown is back at Chuck Chancey Park, Saturday, November 8th. Come hungry and enjoy tacos from over two dozen of the Valley's best taco trucks, plus the return of the Micheladas and Salsa Throwdowns. Stick around for an incredible night of music featuring hip-hop legend E-40, R&B icons, the SOS Band, platinum-selling artist Baby Bash, and freestyle favorite Connie. Tickets and VIP packages are available now at TacoTruckThrowdown.com or at the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Another two-out rally for the Grizzlies in the sixth inning this time, and another Alan Espinal RBI hit as Fresno in front, and it has knocked the Quakes pitcher from the ballgame. This is now the fourth arm of the night for Rancho. It'll be the righty, Shondrick Oduber, 6 foot, 170 pounds, who is originally from Aruba, acquired this year from the Royals. And in his first couple of months with the Dodgers organization, this pitching change courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years, open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. Lineup turns over as Roldy Brito hits with two on and two out here in the sixth. And Oduber into the ballgame. First pitch down and in to Brito. Oduber coming on for the 28th time this season. 4-2 at the 5.52 ERA. 45 and two-thirds innings, 47 strikeouts. Espinal off second, Humphrey off first, and Brito swinging a miss at a pitch down and in, cutting in on his hands. Evens the count 1-1. Brito tonight 0-3. And mentioned earlier, he was quiet last night till a seventh inning homer, his first as a Grizzly, that put Fresno in front at the time. 1-1 pitch, and he's tied up. Another pitch moving in from Oduber. It's one ball, two strikes. Not holding either runner on particularly close. Morales just kind of behind the bag at second. Now Brito pulls it on the ground to second. It's going to be a tough play for Perez, who throws to Oduber covering and gets the out. And they execute the PFP well as Nicholas came off the bag at first, and that made it so the pitcher had to be there. And that ends the sixth inning. So Oduber retires the one batter he faces. Grizzlies get two runs, a two-out hit from Alan Espinal has put the Grizzlies back in front as they get three hits in the inning and leave two on. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jackson Cox will still be out there for Fresno, up 3-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Three to one Grizzlies, bottom of the sixth at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. And Jacob Hinderleiter will remain in the game after pinch running at third base for Tanner Thatch. As Hinderleiter will now be the first baseman for the Grizzlies. Fresno up by two, and Jackson Cox sticking out there for the sixth inning. He just set a new career high in his last start. The Grizzlies win over Inland Empire, in which he did not get a decision, but went 5 2/3. He's going to face the top of the lineup, third time going through the order, as Landon Vitterick leads things off. It's a fastball up high for ball one. He's allowed just two hits. They were both to Jose Hernandez. Solo homer in the second and a leadoff single last inning. 1-0 pitch. Vitterick takes a changeup off the plate away. Two balls, no strikes. Vitterick 0 for 2, struck out his last time up. 2-0 from Cox, and it's a big swing and a miss past a fastball up in the zone. That was, right over the middle of the plate. Vitterick could not connect. 2-1 pitch from Cox, back with it, and just misses up high. Barely above the belt. Grizzlies like that one. Reed Hoover peered over at the Grizzlies dugout. 3-1 pitch from Cox. That is in there for a strike, just on the inside corner. So the count is full to Landon Vitterick to start the bottom of the sixth. Cox with the payoff pitch, and it's fouled off to the left. So we'll do it again. Jackson up over 80 pitches. That was his 82nd. Payoff pitch again to Vitterick, and that is just up high. Ball four. He was at 88 in his outing against Inland Empire at home, and he had to work out of some trouble early before he settled in. And now that the Grizzlies bullpen will spring into action with a leadoff man aboard. This is the first time we'll see Jerry Sullivan tonight, the Grizzlies pitching coach. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service. All at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. Or give them a call, 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Leadoff man aboard for just the second time tonight for Rancho Cucamonga. And Jerry Sullivan buying the bullpen an extra second to get warm, as it looks like Ismael Luciano warming up. Neil Morales stands in, takes a breaking ball for strike one. He's 0 for 2 tonight, but he's hit it sharply. Line out to short, and then a ground out to first. Vitterick being held on by Hinderleiter. 0-1 pitch from Cox. Another breaking ball on the inside corner. Called strike. 0-2. Cox Cox 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball pulled on the ground to third. Hidalgo has it. Goes to second for one. The turn from Hernandez is in time. Double play. Around the horn, Hidalgo to Hernandez to Hinderleiter. And just like it's been all season, it has felt pretty routine for the Grizzlies as Cox gets the double play. And he has matched his longest career outing at 5 2/3. Just set last week. So Jackson Cox continues to impress. Two outs and nobody on as Victor Rodriguez takes down and away. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez hit by a pitch and is grounded out to second. 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez taking all the way. That's a strike. It's 1-1. So this will match the longest outing of Cox's career right here. That fastball called strike. 88th pitch. And he's ahead 1-2 to Rodriguez. And so an out. And regardless, this next pitch will be a new career high, but an out would be a new career long in terms of innings. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball away. Two balls, two strikes. What a story Jackson has been. Missed all last season. And then this year had a rough April upon coming back. 2-2 fouled back by Rodriguez. That was the 91st pitch. And the count still 2 balls, 2 strikes. With 2 outs and nobody on in the Rancho 6th inning. The 2-2 pitch, chopped to the left side. Tough hop for DeLeese. He picks it on the backhand, throws on the run, gets it to Hinderleiter in time, and ends the 6th inning. Jackson Cox with 6 sterling innings tonight. He allows just 1 run over those frames. New career high in innings and pitch count. And he stands in line as the Grizzlies are up 3-1. And we'll head to the 7th. Fresno leading on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Get revved for Chuck Chancy Gold's $600,000 Rev Up Your Summer Trucking Cash Giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chancy soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Shondrick Oduber got out of the 6th inning. Now in the 7th, he'll face 2-3-4 in the Grizzlies lineup as Ethan Holiday will lead things off. And Oduber overthrows a fastball up and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Holiday walked his last time, but is 0-2. And we'll see his third different arm of the night. Grizzlies leading 3-1 here in the 7th. Oduber's 1-0 pitch is a fastball just down low. Inside to Holiday, 2 balls, no strikes. This is going to be a special field for Ethan. Site of his first professional home run on Tuesday night. 2-0 pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes. No, he was pretty excited to have some family in town for that one. 3-0 pitch. Oduber misses away, and so Holiday has walked twice in his last two plate appearances. This time a leadoff walk. And Oduber, who got out of some trouble in the sixth after the Grizzlies took the lead, will put himself into trouble as Robert Kalaz will come to the plate. Kalaz, 1-for-2, and he takes a first pitch from Oduber down and over the outside part of the plate for a strike. 0-1. 3-1 Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Oduber's 0-1 pitch, and that's cut on and miss. That was a sharp slider at the top of the zone. O-2 pitch to Kalaz, and he pops this one back out of play off to the right. No balls, two strikes, nobody out in the seventh. Grizzlies have scored all their runs and two out rallies tonight. High slider up above the letters. Take him for a ball, and it's 1-2. Holiday being held on by Nicholas over at first. 1-2 pitch, down and away. Rodriguez speared it and then had to corral it before it rolled away. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out in the seventh as Robert Kalaz has walked in single tonight, also hitting to a double play. Oduber lets that one rip, and that time Rodriguez couldn't get to the right quick enough. Oduber at times has just looked out of control, kind of out of nowhere, but the last two pitches were pulled extremely wide, so that'll be a wild pitch that sends Holiday up to second. Runner into scoring position. Payoff pitch to Kalaz, and he checks his swing. No, he could not hold up. Strike three. That one was out of the zone. I don't think Kalaz wanted it, but he was looking to put something in play there and just reacted a touch too late. So now it'll be Jacob Hinderleiter, who came in as a pinch runner. He'll get his first at bat. He ran for Tanner Thatch. And the first pitch is away. Ball one. First time we get to see Hinderleiter tonight at the plate. Hitting .233 on the year. 77th game with the Grizzlies. Three homers, 25 RBI. Homer last week, and the power is really ready to break out. He'll take a pitch on the outside corner. Hit a double even harder than the home run he hit in that game. Just a little too late for the Grizzlies in a loss. 1-1. Fouls off. It was just behind. Looked like a breaking ball, a little late. Deciding exactly what Oduber was going to deliver to him, and it's 1-2. Oduber, a little funk to him, hard for a right-handed hitter to pick up. 1-2 pitch, and Hinderleiter chases a high fastball up and in for strike three. So two outs. After the leadoff walk, and Wilder DeLeese will come to the plate looking to extend the Grizzlies' lead. Oh, First pitch, and DeLeese crushes it deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. Palakai! Way out of here from DeLeese, right down the right field line on a pitch up and in. He hit it 103 miles an hour off the bat, 392 feet down the line for the third homer of the year for the switch hitting 19-year-old. I mean, the only doubt about that is if it would stay inside the foul pole. Absolutely crushed by DeLeese, and it's 5-1 Grizzlies. Oduber now facing Kelvin Hidalgo in the first pitch, down and away, taken for a ball. 1-0. Pitch, chopped to short, big bounce for Morales. Got to get rid of it quickly, and does, to get Hidalgo in the inning. Grizzlies get some insurance runs, though. They'll add to the lead. The two-run homer by DeLeese. And Fresno, at stretch time, is up 5-1. New pitcher coming in for the Grizzlies. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next year's blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. For information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
New pitcher for the Grizzlies. Looks like the right-hander, Ismael Luciano, 22-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Luciano will make his 19th appearance, his 12th in relief, 3-2 with a 5.53 ERA. And he takes over after Jackson Cox was excellent with six innings of one-run baseball. And Cox with, I think, one of his most complete outings of the year, has put the Grizzlies in a really good spot tonight, and they even give him some run support. So Jose Meza, Nico Perez, and Myro Martinez do up as Meza takes a first pitch strike. He's 0 for 2 tonight. His pitching change, courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Open 24/7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike. Grizzlies got to be feeling pretty good about the late offense this week. 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Meza out in front of a curveball. That has been Luciano's pitch. Meza shaking the cobwebs out after a big, aggressive swing there. One, two. Luciano skips one in the dirt, and Espinal walls off. Espinal's had a great night at the plate. Been good behind the dish as well throughout a runner. And the wielder, DeLeese, home run. Grizzlies with three straight games with a homer. And I think that's one of the first times in a while, if not this year, that that's happened. Well, peer that out as that comes to mind. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Luciano fouled off. That's about as hard as we've seen him let it loose. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down low. And the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Popped up to the right side. That'll get out of play. Grizzlies did have a 3-home run streak twice this year. Last come in Stockton, which makes a lot of sense. Coming right out of the break. 3-2 pitch, called strike three. Fastball 96, and Meza was looking for the off-speed pitch. Goes down looking as Luciano comes in and gets a K to start the seventh inning. So one out, nobody on, and here is Nico Perez. And he'll take a first pitch strike. 97 from Luciano. As he is reaching back and looking pretty fresh right now. 0-1. Luciano kicks in, deals, and it's a breaking ball fanned. I mean, that wasn't close. That ball was down and away over the left-hand batter's box, and Perez immediately took a timeout after whiffing at that one. That's a tough thing. There's a 14-mile-an-hour difference between the curveball and the fastball, and you got to be geared up for one or the other the way Luciano's throwing. 0-2 pitch. Luciano spikes one down and away, another breaking ball. Perez 0 for 2. Luciano has had two bad outings this month. It had been all of his runs. But he's had 3 really great outings mixed in there. Breaking ball just off the plate. That's a good take by Perez. They'll peel a check swing. And he did not go. Two pitch to Nico Perez. Luciano from the stretch, and it's a fastball that ties him up, up and in. 96 from Luciano, and he's got a couple of Ks. I mean, that is downright unhittable stuff from Ismael Luciano. And as sharp as he has looked with those first two outs, I mean, really all season, that is tough. Now Miro Martinez, 0 for 2. First pitch from Luciano is off the end of the bat. Foul. And it's 0-1. Five-1 Grizzlies lead. We're in the bottom of the seventh. 2 out, nobody on. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That's tough to hit. I mean, you go from 96 now to 82 on a big slow breaker. Now, which pitch does Martinez expect? Luciano's 0-2. Breaking ball swung on to miss. Strike 3. What an impressive seventh inning from Ismael Luciano. He strikes out the side and looked downright dominant. That holds on to the 4-run lead for the Grizzlies. Through 7, it is 5-1 Fresno on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, 4-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye inbox, hello great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Five to one Grizzlies. We are in the eighth at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. The Grizzlies have gotten seven really good innings on the mound from their pitchers. Six from Jackson Cox, and then maybe the best inning of the season from Ismael Luciano, who struck out the side. And now the Grizzlies facing Shondrick Oduber, who will have the bottom third of the lineup due up. They got two runs against Oduber as he starts with a first pitch strike to Roynier Hernandez. Oduber an inning and a third, but the two-run homer by DeLeese, and now Hernandez chases a pitch up and away, fouled it back. 0-2. Roynier single, reached out an error and struck out. This is his first time facing Oduber, who came on at the end of the sixth inning. 0-2 pitch. Up and away. Ball one. Grizzlies got the early lead in the second when Hernandez singled with two outs to extend the inning. And then Alan Espinal doubled him home. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Then in the sixth, they added two more runs, a two-out single by Alan Espinal. 2-2 pitch, and Hernandez just fights it foul. Off to the left again, and remains two balls, two strikes. And then another two-run frame, this time a homer from Wielder DeLeese in the seventh. Grizzlies have a four-run cushion. 2-2, and Hernandez drives this into the gap in right center. It's down, and it's going to roll onto the warning track, up against the wall, picked up by Martinez. But Roynier Hernandez has a leadoff double, and the Grizzlies in business again to start the eighth. That was a hanging breaking ball up in the zone. And Hernandez looking for a ball to drive, got just that. Fresno has been slugging well once again. Their third time this year where they have had three consecutive games with a home run. Those were big in basically comebacks the last two nights. And tonight, the DeLeese homer in the seventh, and I believe all three home runs have come in the seventh. That's a little wild. Holiday home run, Brito home run, and now the DeLeese home run. Alan Espinal has had a good night, and he swings and lines one foul down the right field line, out of play, 0-1. Espinal has driven in three runs with two hits, a 2-for-3 night for the Grizzlies catcher. And a chance to add to that total as he gets jammed and sprays it off. He's a little frustrated with himself. Wanted that one maybe a little bit more out over the plate. Breaking ball down and away. One ball, two strikes. Runner on second with nobody out in the eighth. Oduber in trouble. 1-2, runs in tight. Two balls, two strikes. Oduber, the fourth arm of the night for Rancho Cucamonga. ever finished Dylan Tate's line. I'll give you that in just a minute as he exited with some runners on. 2-2 to Espinal, and he drives this into left center field. Long run and over the head of Jose Hernandez, who leaps but couldn't catch it. This will roll up against the wall. Hernandez had to wait, but he cruises home to score. And Alan Espinal has his third RBI hit of the night, his fourth RBI of the night, and extends the Grizzlies' lead to 5-6-1 Fresno. His second double tonight. And Espinal has been red hot at the plate. Still nobody out. The runner on second is Jacob Humphrey will dig in. 0 for 2 with a walk. He swings and misses a first pitch offering from Shondrick Oduber. A one pitch up high. One and one to Humphrey with Espinal on second. 1-1. He swings and misses. Oduber with plenty of run on that pitch away from the right-handed hitter. Been tough on righties, but Alan Espinal able to figure him out. Espinal's hits coming against the starter, Brady Smith. And another one against Dylan Tate. And now he adds Shondrick Oduber to the list. 1-2 pitch is tipped into the glove of Rodriguez for strike three. So there's the first out of the eighth. Now Roldy Brito still looking for his first hit of the evening is coming to the plate, but he's going to see a different pitcher. Five pitchers tonight. This will be about to be the fifth. And they have all been changed at Roldy Brito. New arm coming in. We'll tell you about him as we push on in the eighth. 6-1 Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Attention all students, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chick Chansey Park.
Fifth pitcher of the night for Rancho will be the right-hander, Connor Godwin, 6'4", 207 pounds, out of Elmira, New York. Godwin will make his 35th appearance, 3-5 with a 7.30 ERA. And he's going to inherit a runner on second and one out as Roldy Brito will hit here in the top of the eighth. Grizzlies have scored 5 runs over their last 3 at-bats, still going in that third one. One run across as Brito takes in, and Rodriguez couldn't squeeze it, diving in behind Brito as Espinal moves down to third on a wild pitch. And the Quakes pitching staff tonight has had a hard time, I think, being consistent around the strikes, and that has not equated to a ton of walks. But wild pitches, pass balls, those have been a thing. Brito with the infield drawn in, fouls it off to the left. Looks like the Grizzlies have Matt Klein in the on-deck circle ready to pinch hit in what would be Ethan Holliday's spot. 1-1 pitch, and Brito flares it out to left, a fly ball. Hernandez comes in, and he dropped it. Espinal was waiting. He scores, and Jose Hernandez just could not squeeze it. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Brito, but it's an error that allows the runner to reach as the Grizzlies extend the lead to 7-1. And now Matt Klein will be the batter. So Klein, like Holliday, who he's hitting for, a 2025 draft pick by the Colorado Rockies. 21-year-old from Louisville, Kentucky, taken in the sixth round. Catcher with some power. And he watches the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Klein, two for his first nine in his professional career. And with a runner on and one out. And a fastball inside from Godwin. One ball, one strike. One pitch, and Klein takes just up high. Two balls and a strike. Grizzlies have scored two runs in each of the last three innings in what was a 1-1 game. Klein watches inside just off the plate. Three balls and a strike. I love this home crowd. They are loud and vocal. That was definitely a ball. But they are not deterred from letting their feelings know. 3-1 to Klein, and that is down and away, ball four. So Ethan Holliday had walked his last two times, and Matt Klein steps right in and does the same. I tell you, and I know it's just a walk, but Cesar Galvez probably has more options and choices than at any other point this year that he has had. He does a fantastic job trying to get guys in. And now Robert Calaz, who is 1-for-3, will hit with two on and one out here in the eighth. Godwin misses inside with the first pitch fastball. Godwin's 1-0 down and in. Two balls and no strikes. That was both down and in. This home crowd wants it for the home team. Doing what any good home crowd should do. 2-0, and that grazed the top of the helmet of Calaz, who dropped down to his seat trying to get out of the way. Helmet kind of came off. So the bases are now loaded. Godwin is having a real hard time controlling it. He did get a fly ball that Jose Hernandez just dropped trying to load up for a throw. But he has not been able to record an out. And now that will bring out Brandon Bailey, as he's going to come try and get to the root of the issue with his pitcher. So the playoff schedule next week is set. The Grizzlies will host the San Jose Giants on Tuesday at Chukchansey Park, 6:50 start time. And then on Thursday, this series shifts to San Jose's Excite Ballpark. The best of three series, the if necessary game, would be Friday night in San Jose. You get a day off anytime you change locations, and then if you make it to the championship, get a day off to come back and play Sunday night at the North Division winner. Jacob Hinderleiter will take a strike. Hinderleiter struck out his first time. Swings and misses at a fastball from Godwin, and it's 0-2. Catcher Rodriguez wants time. O-2, slider cut on and missed, and Hinderleiter down for the second out. Two outs, bases loaded, and Wilder DeLeese already has a home run. And with two runs already across in this inning, DeLeese swings and fouls one off to the left, 0-1. Runner on third is Brito. Klein on second, Kalaz on first. 0-1 to DeLeese, up and away. Two away in the inning. And DeLeese fights one back. 1-2. One, two, breaking ball down low. Two balls, two strikes. Bags full, two outs in the eighth. Two runs across each of these last innings, and now DeLeese lines it into center field, backing up Martinez, and he will put this one away. Grizzlies send eight to the plate. They score two more as Alan Espinal continues his stellar night, adds an RBI double, and then Roldy Brito, a sacrifice fly. Fresno, two runs on two hits. They leave the bases loaded. One error in the inning, but we'll head to the bottom of the eighth with Fresno leading this one 7-1. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chickchansey Park. Single-game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Grizzlies have a bit of a cushion now at 7-1. And Ismael Luciano had a terrific inning as he worked a 1-2-3-7, struck out the side in the frame, and will stay out there for the bottom of the eighth. Jose Hernandez has both of the Rancho hits tonight. But he had an error last inning. He will come to the plate, having produced the only run, a solo shot in the second off of Jackson Cox. Luciano's first pitch is a fastball dribbled up the middle to the shortstop, DeLeese charging in, fields and throws on the run for the out. DeLeese on a full sprint coming in, retires Hernandez for the first out here in the eighth. So quick out for Ismael Luciano. There's nobody on for Oswaldo Osorio, who has walked in, struck out. Luciano staying out of the stretch. His first pitch. Fastball runs up high. Ball one. Pretty raucous crowd tonight. A little bit deeper, and they have been much more vocal in their support of the Quakes. 1-0 pitch, fouled back, 1-1. This has been the largest lead that either team has had in this series, the six runs that the Grizzlies hold the current advantage at. One pitch. Fastball right on the inside part of the plate to Osorio, and it's 1-2. One and two to Osorio. One out, bottom of the eighth. Luciano kicks and delivers, and it's a swing and a miss for strike three. A little wrinkle to that one. And Ismael Luciano with four strikeouts tonight. As Fresno has taken a couple of days. They slugged their way to wins the last two nights, but I think tonight is the most assertive they've looked top to bottom. And it has opened up as a result. Two out, nobody on for Jackson Nicholas in the bottom of the eighth. Luciano's first pitch down low. One ball, no strikes. Play again tomorrow night. Friday night at 6:30, Saturday night as well. And then Sunday, the series finale at 2 o'clock. As Nicholas drives it out into right field, sinking line drive into right center, falls in front of Robert Calaz. And that is the third hit of the night for the Quakes, the first outside of Jose Hernandez. Two outs and a runner on. Grizzlies kind of deciding what to do with Nicholas. Hinderleiter playing right behind him. And here is Landon Vitterick, who takes a first pitch strike. 95 down and away. Called strike. In a good spot, 0-1. Vitterick 0 for 2. He walked his last time. 0-1 from Luciano, and that's roped down the right field line, and foul. Just missed the line. That would have been trouble, and that would have scored a run. I mean, inches maybe. See if we get a look at a replay. That was really close down the right field line. I mean, in the position that everybody plays that. Yeah, I couldn't tell on the replay where it bounced. I'm sure my buddy Mike Linscog got a good view on it. 0-2 pitch. Down and gets away from Espinal. Bounce behind Vitterick. But in a six-run ball game, Nicholas not going anywhere. I'll tell you, for some of the ones that catchers have lost track of this year, how... And, again, the score is more of the story there as to why Nicholas wouldn't try and run, but seeing guys in the similar situation go anyways. 1-2, another breaking ball at the back foot. Vidrick seems to at least be able to know between fastball and curveball. The Quakes have had a hard time figuring out Luciano so far. 2-2. Hinderleiter now backs up. The 2-2 pitch is chopped right back to the mound. Luciano on a snow cone picks it up off the hop and fires to Hinderleiter to end the inning. Two-out base hit is all that Rancho will get as they leave a runner stranded for the first time since the second. And Fresno holds a 7-1 lead headed to the ninth. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. For information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Well, it was 1-1 into the sixth inning. It is now 7-1 Fresno, and the Grizzlies have had some big swings tonight. Alan Espinal has 4 RBI. Wilder DeLeese, a two-run homer. And Fresno has had some big nights all around as they come to the plate in the ninth. And still facing Connor Godwin, the fifth pitcher of the night for Rancho. Kelvin Hidalgo leading off in the ninth with a check swing that bounces right by Roynier Hernandez. So Shondrick Oduber was the fourth pitcher of the night. He went an inning and two-thirds for Rancho. Gave up 3 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. As a breaking ball misses away to Hidalgo, 1-1. Oduber, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Tate before him, an inning and two-thirds, gave up 2 runs, struck out 1 and walked 2. Marco Corcho, the only reliever not to give up a run, as Hidalgo fans at a fastball up and in, 1-2. Now, Godwin, who came on and had to work out of some trouble, even kind of pushed himself further into trouble. Hidalgo can't check his swing on a breaking ball. Godwin gets the strikeout to start the ninth. Kelvin Hidalgo now 1-for-5. As here comes Roynier Hernandez. Hernandez 2-for-4. He scored twice tonight. And he watches a fastball up and in from Godwin at 94. 1-0. Alan Espinal on deck. He has had a big night for the Grizzlies, a 3-hit night to power the offense. Grizzlies have done it late. 1-0 off the plate inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch on the outside corner with the fastball. 2-1. Pitch. Breaking ball settles over the outside corner, and it's 2-2 to Hernandez. Roynier has been a multi-hit machine throughout the year for the Grizzlies. 21 multi-hit games. This is his 17th game with 2 hits. He's had 5 games with 3 hits. Looking at change that category. 2-2 up and away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And you're 27 multi-hit games, tied with Robert Kalaz for the most on the team. 3-2 is a breaking ball. Called strike three. Oh, that was well outside, but gets the call. And it's back-to-back strikeouts to start the ninth for Connor Godwin. That was a good 3-4 inches out. Yeah, backdoor makes it look like it was a little bit closer. Al Allen Espinal, really good night at the plate. Fouls one right back off of the roof and ricochets into the first couple of rows. Espinal 3-for-4 tonight, 4 RBI, and he's also scored once. Breaking ball, that was a sharp one on the inside corner. As Godwin ahead now, 0-2. Two outs in the ninth. The 7-1 Grizzlies lead, as it appears to be Ismael Luciano's for the ninth. Breaking ball cut out and missed, and actually tipped into the glove of Rodriguez, who squeezes it. And Godwin strikes out the side. He has 3 Ks this inning, 1 in the eighth. 4 Ks upon coming in as he gets 5 outs and does not allow a run. Keeps it a 6-run ball game. Grizzlies up 7-1, trying to finish off their third straight win here in Rancho. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Well, the Grizzlies lead the California League in saves with 39. 7 different active players have recorded a save. Ismael Luciano is not one of them. And Wilmys Paulino recorded the save last night. The 19-year-old, in just his third game with the Grizzlies, held on to the final 3 outs in what was a turbulent ninth inning. Luciano has been excellent through his first 2 innings, and he would qualify for the save if he wraps this one up with the final 3 outs. 7-1 Grizzlies, and it will be 2-3-4 due up for Rancho. This has been such a great outing pitching-wise for the Grizzlies, who can kind of attempt to rest the bullpen a bit. And that is a tip of the cap to Luciano, but also to the starter Jackson Cox, who went a career-high 6 innings. But not done yet, as Emil Morales will come to the plate. First pitch is driven into left field, charging in Humphrey. Dives! He's not going to get it as it trickles away. Morales, with a turn around first base, will hold there. A leadoff hit, just the 4th hit of the night for Rancho Cucamonga. Only 3 different players with hits. But a leadoff knock to start the inning. Now it'll be Victor Rodriguez, the catcher. First pitch fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Rodriguez 0-for-2 tonight. Luciano just misses upstairs. Breaking ball hung up there above the belt. 1-1 strike. 7-1 Grizzlies in the bottom of the ninth. Luciano's 1-1. That breaking ball settles under the belt for a strike. 1-2. One-two pitch. Check swing and a breaking ball. Rodriguez could not hold up. Espinal walled it off, and with first base occupied, Rodriguez down on strikes. That's the fifth strikeout for Ismael Luciano, who's allowed two hits in two and a third so far. But he has looked as sharp as ever. This has been some excellent stuff from the righty. First pitch up and in to Jose Mesa, who is 0 for 3. Fastball away from Luciano. Two balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch. Grounded to the left side. Long run. Hidalgo gloves it, shovels it to second, and gets the out. That was a terrific play for Hidalgo. Ranging to his left. And how he even got to that one was incredible. And couldn't square up to throw it, so he just flipped it. Extended the backhand right-handed to second. And got it there just in time to get Morales for the fielder's choice. So there's two outs. Mesa aboard on the fielder's choice, and Nico Perez. Breaking ball. Could not check his swing. 1-1. One pitch. Grounded to short. To his left. DeLeese has it. Flips to second, and that'll do it. It's a glorious Thursday night. The Grizzlies are victorious as Fresno has come into Rancho and taken the first three games, scoring seven runs each time. Tonight they win it 7-1. Alan Espinal powers the offense with four RBI. Wilder DeLeese hits his third home run of the year. Jackson Cox, a career-high six innings. And Ismael Luciano with his first save of the year, the 40th save of the season for the Grizzlies. We'll wrap everything else up when we come back on the Chukchansey Gold postgame show. Grizzlies win it tonight, 7-1. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show.
Cut on and missed. He got him. Three strikeouts in what is probably the end of the outing for Jackson Cox.
Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
For the third straight night, the Grizzlies put up 7 runs. This one a lot more comfortable as they beat the host 7-1 and earned their third straight victory at Lone Mart Field. Tim Slack back here at Rancho Cucamonga for the Chukchansey Gold postgame show. Come on up to Chukchansey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended getaway. Chukchansey promises an unforgettable experience. Brady Smith looked stout early on. The Grizzlies had their work cut out for him, but the right-hander, 20 years old, has just not been going deep into ball games, and that proved to be valuable. But him and Jackson Cox, kind of carbon copies in the first couple of innings, except for it was a similar outing for Smith as he has been accustomed to. Just went 2 2/3, and in the second, he ran into a 2-out rally. Roynier Hernandez singled out to left field, and then Alan Espinal doubled him in the ball into the gap in right center, and that scored Hernandez for a 1-0 lead. Cox would run into trouble of his own, a 2-out rally of sorts, as Rancho's Jose Hernandez snuck a home run out over the wall in pretty much straightaway center, just to the right of straightaway center, where the 401 marker is, and just inside the batter's eye and over the wall for a solo homer that tied the game at 1. Well, I told you, Smith would exit 2 outs into the third inning, and reliever Marco Corcho worked himself into trouble. A collage single, Tanner Thatch hit by a pitch, and Wilder DeLeese walked, but Corcho got out of the inning with a ground out to end the frame. So the game would stay 1-1 into the top of the 6th. Jackson Cox still out there for the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies finally got him some run support. Leadoff single by Tanner Thatch, and then a pass ball got him to second. After Wilder DeLeese flew out to left field, Kelvin Hidalgo hit a sharp single that was stopped by the first baseman Jackson Nicholas and put runners on the corners with just 1 out. Cesar Galvez would go to a pinch runner, and with 2 outs, Alan Espinal delivered a 2-run single for RBIs 2 and 3 of the night, and the Grizzlies led it 3-1. They would not look back from there, although they would not add any more in the 6th. In the 7th, it was a leadoff walk to Ethan Holliday before 2 strikeouts, and then Wilder DeLeese cranked a home run down the right field line, 390 feet right down the right field line over the tree behind the foul pole. And the Grizzlies added to the lead, made it 5-1. They would throw on 2 more runs as Roynier Hernandez doubled. Alan Espinal drove in another, his 4th of the night, with his 3rd hit, an RBI double that scored Hernandez. And then Espinal would score later on a sacrifice fly by Roldy Brito, ball that was dropped by Jose Hernandez in left field. That made it 7-1. Meanwhile, Ismael Luciano was out on the bump for the Grizzlies, and he took over in the 7th, struck out the side in that frame, allowed a hit in the 8th, added a strikeout there, and then a hit in the 9th, and 1 more strikeout to have 5 as he worked 3 scoreless innings, and he earns his first save, did not walk anybody, and the Grizzlies win it 7-1 tonight. They've won 3 in a row, and Fresno knows that it can be tough. The last regular season series at home, Inland Empire took 4 from them. The Grizzlies assured themselves at least of the series split. This week, they have secured the season series advantage against the Quakes, as they have won 7 of the first 9 games played against the division winners in the South. And John Shoemaker has his group huddled up in the dugout right now. You don't see this too often at this level, but they're having a conversation, a team meeting essentially in the dugout, not in the clubhouse, but basically on the field before the fans leave. And certainly going to be a reality check, and it'll be interesting to see how they come out tomorrow. But we still got more to do to wrap this one up. Final line, Fresno 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Rancho 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors. Jackson Cox earns his 4th win in his final regular season start. It was a good one, as he is now 4-6. Dylan Tate suffers the loss. He's 0-1, his first professional loss. And then Ismael Luciano picks up the save, his 1st of the year. Really good outing for him. Game took 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of an announced crowd of 1,421. We'll have our play of the game when we come back, and then we will send you on our way, get you set for the Friday night game, as we still got three more here at Lone Mart Field to close out the regular season. You're listening to the Chuck Chancy Gold Postgame Show on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chick Chansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
And Espinal drives it into right center field. This is going to be a long run, and it's going to split the outfielders. A one-hopper up against the wall, picked up on the warning track by the right fielder Mesa. Relay throw bobbled, and Hernandez scores from first on an RBI double from Alan Espinal as the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead with a couple of two-out hits in the second. Alan Espinal delivers tonight's SoFi play of the game. Brought to you by SoFi, the all-in-one finance app where you can make, borrow, and invest. Download the SoFi app today to get your money right. Grizzlies win at 7-1 tonight. They won 7-5 on Tuesday, 7-6 last night in a nail-biter. And they win it tonight, 7-1. Grizzlies are going to extend their lead as they're still pushing for first place in the North Division. As they came in a game ahead of San Jose, and they grab another as Modesto beat the Giants tonight 8-6. And the Grizzlies, 68-61, have the same record as the Nuts, as they're still trying to get over them as well. But an extra game cushion over San Jose. You could be looking at a situation with three games left. All the goals could be on the table or still on the table. They've already clinched a playoff spot. They would love to win the second half outright in the North, have that over San Jose heading into the three-game playoff series. And you'd like to finish in second place overall, as they are now 68-61, same record as Modesto with those final three to go. The other final already just down the road, Inland Empire beat Lake Elsinore. And so the 66ers are keeping pace with the Grizzlies for the best record in the California League in the second half. So both teams now 39-24. There's an interesting marker there. And the one game still going. Visalia leading Stockton 5-2. Both of those teams out of the race, as that is the only game going on with no playoff teams available. And Visalia just added a run to make it 6-2. Rockies affiliates in action tonight. And after a doubleheader last night, Spokane was unable to get any runs. They were two hit tonight by Eugene as they lost 3-0. In double A, Hartford beat Reading 4-1. Michael Prosecki picked up his fourth win as Hartford a pretty good outing altogether, as they had a two-run sixth inning and was trying to dig into the box score a little bit deeper. Rock Riggio and Charlie Condon, each with hits. Condon drove in a run. And a three-hit night from Juan Guerrero. Also good to see Braylon Wimmer up there as he's continuing to play for the Yard Goats. He's had, what, now split over the two teams this year. 39 games for Hartford and playing pretty regularly in the middle of that lineup. Albuquerque beat Round Rock tonight 10-6, and that is the Rockies affiliates scoreboard. Grizzlies win it tonight 7-1, and they're going to have a chance to take both series from the Quakes. They won the one at Chuck Chancey Park at the end of July in Fresno 4-2, and just one more win would do the same here in Rancho Cucamonga. They have already assured themselves a above 500 season, and adding to that and just trying to check the boxes as they build momentum. Tomorrow, Zach Morris is going to be on the hill for the Grizzlies. It'll be Yolbron Herder for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. I actually believe that's Yolbron Hare there, and right-hander for Rancho Cucamonga. Game will start at 6:30. We'll start the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show at 6:15. That'll do it from Lone Mart Field tonight. Grizzlies victorious once again as they have won the first three games of this series. And we'll look to keep that momentum going tomorrow night when we talk to you for the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show at 6:15. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. From Lone Mart Field in Rancho, good night.